You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Final hour is live, and we are really eager to talk to John Rhys Plumlee. A couple years ago, we played it earlier, we chatted with him when he was a quarterback at Ole Miss. He has since moved on to UCF, where we showed you a minute ago. He is quite a star. He was always a great baseball player, and obviously we know about his football. But on the same day, we also, I guess he could have, I wonder if he had a concert recital as well. Remember we talked to him about his classic piano playing a couple of years ago. John, it's good to see you again. Thanks for the time. I get tired just watching you. How do you feel? And great to have you back.
First off, great to be back, but I feel great. Body sometimes gets tired, but definitely excited and thankful to be back.
So, I mean, I guess the obvious question is, have you done anything quite like, I know the answer is probably yes, but have you done anything quite like what you did Saturday playing in a football game and a baseball game the same day?
Growing up, a lot of guys do football and baseball at the same time and get to enjoy them both. But since being in college, it's been a while since I had the opportunity to play football and play baseball in the same day. Certainly was a blessing to get to do so, and it was a ton of fun. One of the coolest days of my life, and I'm definitely never going to forget it.
I mean, as you were playing one, were you thinking about was the baseball game first? Is that correct?
Yeah, baseball game was first. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so take us through that, because I mean, you've got a lot to remember as a quarterback, as you're playing baseball. Are you, and not to belittle the sport, but there is a little downtime in baseball. Were you going through a little bit of your checks in the football game, or did you just try to put one out of your mind?
So I really try to be pretty present where my feet are. At least I try to be, you know. but around the sixth or seventh inning, the baseball field at UCF is not far from the football stadium. And so you start hearing the loud music going on. You start hearing fans cheering and as the guys are coming out and starting to get loose. And so I couldn't help but have my mind wonder a little bit of, hey, man, wonder what's happening over there. Wonder what they're doing. And it ended up working out. We were up 10-3. I said I was coming up third that inning. And I told Coach Lovelady, I asked him, I said, hey, what do you think after my next at bat? I head on over to football. And he said, I think that'd be a great idea. And so thankful that I got a hit. It would have been bad if I went 0-4 with nothing but strikeouts and then went over to football. But thankful I got a hit, got on first and then headed on over to football to do a quick change.
Going back, probably before you were born, but there was a day Deion Sanders played in, I think, an NFL game or a World Series game for the Braves. He had, 20 security guys around him. He had limousines, private planes. I mean, it looks like you were on your own there. I mean, were you literally walking out of the...
No, I was not on my own. I had an entourage with me, Eric DeSalvo, one of our guys that helped create everything.
We're watching this now. You're in a golf cart with a couple of friends.
That's me. That's me. And Kenny is driving the golf cart and a couple of guys taking some awesome pictures. But it took a whole village to make this day happen. From Coach Lovelady, the head baseball coach, to Coach Malzahn, the head football coach, organizing it, making sure that that there was time allocated for me to have the opportunity to do both. And then everybody that went into it, from Kenny driving the golf cart to the equipment guys, Brad and CJ, having my stuff ready in the locker room for right when I get there. It took a lot of people to make this day happen, but it is one of the coolest days of my life, for sure.
So we're watching you now in the golf cart. You're going from baseball to football. I don't know how deep this 30 for 30 documentary is going to take us here, but okay. Now we're showing you running into the locker. Is everybody else already dressed? I presume they are.
Yeah, Yeah, they are. So the scrimmage, well, the spring game day started at 7:30 p.m. And they, that's when the guys went out and they started stretching. And then after that, had a couple field goals that were kicking. Then they went to individual period, which was just, you know, throwing routes on air, offensive and defensive linemen getting their pads set. And so I knew I had a little time. I could miss that by being over at baseball. But once the scrimmage started, I wanted to be over for football. And so it worked out. It worked out great. Really can't draw it up any better. It worked out perfect.
I guess it would be the stupidest question in the world to say you missed the pregame meal.
Yeah, I did. I wonder what they had. I'm sure that it was good, but I did get to miss the pregame meal on that one.
And I wasn't there, but by all accounts, you had a pretty good game. Tell us about the game.
Yeah, it went pretty good. Coming over from baseball, it's a little bit different of a throwing motion for me. So I had to get a football, you know, start warming up. And the first couple throws were kind of felt like a baseball and came out of my hand a little funny. But once I started warming up, it came right back. And then first drive, had a three and out, muffed the snap real, on the second play of the drive. And so kind of shot ourselves in the foot. But once we got our momentum going and then started clicking on all cylinders, it was fun to play, and I'm sure it was fun to watch as well.
Now, John, I get tired walking a dog around the block. at the end of this night, I mean, I'm guessing you were pretty tired.
Yeah, needless to say, didn't have trouble falling asleep that night. Once I got still in my bed, it was lights out, and I slept like a rock. Crazy day, crazy busy day. But definitely slept well.
And I mean, there are a lot of great athletes over the years, and it just seems to me that baseball, football is the combination. The seasons work pretty well, but I mean, take us through the preparation, because they're so different. You're doing it at the same time. You've done this before, but how do you said live in the moment, but how do you block one out from the other as you're in a season and preparing for another one in football?
Yeah, it's like you said, I think it's baseball, football works the best because of the seasons. Spring obviously being baseball, fall obviously being football. But the schedules here at UCF worked really well as well. We did football in the mornings, and so I would get up, you know, do meetings, breakfast, practice, then get a quick bite to eat for lunch, and then head over for 1 o'clock to start baseball practice. And then we'd do baseball until whenever time we were done. And then after that, I would head home and get on some homework, and then got to sleep and repeat. But the schedules didn't conflict, and that helped a lot. I know at some places baseball goes in the morning and football goes in the morning, so it would be impossible to be able to practice both at the same time. But luckily here, it worked out perfect for me.
John, fortunate enough to know both of your coaches. Both are great offensive minds, both great quarterback whispers. But personality-wise, seems like Gus Malzahn and Lane Kiffin are just a little bit different. How would you compare your two football head coaches?
I would definitely say they are a lot different. You know, Coach Malzahn, I would say, is more of an old school guy, but I really appreciate it. Coach Kiffin was extremely wise in the game as well, but I guess you could call it more of a new school guy. He always preached pro mindset and executed in that way, and he did really well. And Coach Malzahn isn't afraid to jump on you at any point, like an old school coach, and that's something that I can appreciate as well. And so two different styles of coaching, but I enjoyed them both.
I mean, you would have to admit, I know you don't want to choose sides, but maybe Malzahn can be pretty funny, but Twitter, from a Twitter standpoint, Kiffin's got a slightly better game. Would you acknowledge that or not?
I would say he's got some pretty good Twitter thumbs. You got to give it to the guy. He loves some good Twitter thumbs, and he's good at it for sure. He's an entertainer when it comes to Twitter.
But it could be my imagination, but I see Malzahn fairly active on social media for a guy that you would never have expected at Auburn.
Yeah, he if you give Coach Malzahn a follow, you're sure to be entertained as well. He started posting some stuff the other day. The other day he had some Sandhill cranes on his truck, and he posted it saying that he had some visitors. And I got a pretty good chuckle out of that. But he's funny in his own way on Twitter as well.
I know your mindset's obviously where you are right now, but what did you take away from the Ole Miss experience, where you really experienced pretty much everything you can you're a great baseball player, and of course we all know about Ole Miss baseball, but from a football standpoint, you were a starter, then you weren't. It had to be quite a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, roller coaster ride to say the least. I love Ole Miss, and I'll always love Ole Miss. And I'm thankful for my time that I got to spend there. And I learned a lot of life lessons at Ole Miss, whether it was from the good and the highs, then when it was the lows, when I didn't get to be in the stardom and doing what I love to do. But I'm ultimately thankful for the transition that I got to have in a program like UCF that is unbelievable. In the aspect of I can do both sports here at a high level. Going into the Big 12, I'm super excited about it. And so I would say that my time at Ole Miss is very special to me, and I'll be forever grateful.
Well, we are forever grateful for you joining us. We had a blast the first time where we got into all your musical pride. Do you still work on that? Or I can't imagine you could have fit in a piano recital on Saturday, just maybe at midnight.
That would have been a tough one to squeeze in there. I do occasionally. I have a keyboard at my house here, and I try to sneak in there every once in a while. But with doing both at the same time, there's not a whole lot of time for the piano. But with spring ball wrapping up, I might get back in there and give it some practice hours.
Well, we'll let you give us a couple of Beethoven recitals here on your next appearance. Hey, thanks a lot. We've always had a great time. You've got a tremendous following here in the SEC, and we'll be keeping up with you this fall, and come back soon.
Will do. I appreciate you all a ton. God bless, guys.
Thank you very much. John Rice Plumlee, who's just, you go, man, you'd like for him to be your son or son-in-law. He is the one. Just a wonderful kid. Let's take a break. Your reaction to all that and the final 45 minutes of the program are straight ahead.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hey, welcome back. Let's check in with Expired, who is in Texas. Where else could he be?
What's up, Paul?
Hey there.
Are you there? All right, Paul. I'm just going to talk a little bit about Jimbo and be done, maybe a little bit about Texas Longhorn football. But, Jimbo and the media, you got to understand that, and I know you do because you're brilliant, but some of the questions he gets asked gets real frustrating. Last year was a frustrating year, a lot of expectations, number one all-time recruiting class, blah, 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 and it didn't happen. Okay, it just didn't happen. And Jimbo's, is a super proud person who wants to win really, really bad. And, believe it or not, if he goes 5-7, A&M can buy him out, and they probably will. They got that type of money. And everybody says, well, Jimbo's going to be in, and Jimbo's going to be fine, man. He got $80 million, $90 million, whatever it is. Well, it's that pride factor that he has. He wants to win a national championship. He knows he can win a national championship at A&M. They got the facilities. They got the recruiting. They got the NIL money. They got everything. I mean, there's no reason why we should be 5-7. But we also have to remember a couple years ago that the Fighting Texas Aggies won the Orange Bowl, and everybody says, well, golly, man, they're in COVID. Well, that was probably the toughest job in the nation was coaching during COVID, because I did it at the high school level, okay? And he won the Orange Bowl, so you can't take that away, blah, 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 blah. A&M has some real studs this year, and I think that's going to be seen. Connor Wegman is probably going to be the best quarterback in the SEC. That old clown talking a while ago from LSU talking about, and I ain't talking about Dwayne. Dwayne, you need to call in more. I like you. But that other dude that was talking about Neusmeyer and Nesmeyer, whatever the hell his name is. I don't know who in the hell that is. But anyways, you know, Connor Wegman or Max Johnson is going to be our quarterback. Max Johnson, I just hope, you know, it's probably going to be Connor Wegman. Max Johnson's a really good quarterback in his own right. But, you know, I'm just telling you that I got that eerie feeling this year that, you know, I hate to say surprise people, because if you look at our roster and you look at the recruiting rankings, and even though we lost a few clowns off last year's teams that didn't know how to behave and went to other fellow SEC schools, A&M talent is there. Coaching, I think we're going to be better. I hope we'll be better. We better damn sure be better. I just have a lot of confidence, Paul, and what's going to happen. We do need some, you know, a little bit of depth at wide receiver. Our starting receiver is as good as anybody in the nation. But that's kind of where I'm going to leave it. You know, we can talk about Texas football, you know, but it's the same thing every year. I get so damn tired, Paul, of hearing how great you're going to be. I turned it on at 8 o'clock this morning, driving to, you know, I'm selling stuff, so I'm driving, and those clowns on the radio are talking about how great Quinn Ewers looked, and blah 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 blah. Well, he looked great last year in the spring game, and he looked great against Oklahoma, and he looked awful afterwards. The only thing that makes Quinn Ewers looks better this year is he got a haircut. That's it. He's the same Quinn Ewers. He's the same guy, man. It ain't no different. You know, it's like me and you get a haircut. We look a lot better. I mean, I love your haircut. And anyway, as we go on, Paul, Malik Murphy is their best quarterback that they have in that room, okay? And they lost their best offensive player.
No, expired. You forgot the most recruited, heavily recruited player in the history of mankind, Arch Manning.
Yeah, he looked dynamite. I just want to add. But anyways, I watched it. It was bad. But not saying he's going
to
be bad.
Well, I mean, I'm just in fairness right now, to Arch Manning, cliche here, but I'll use it. I mean, he should be getting ready for his high school prom.
Well, you're right, and so should Reuben Owens, who's going to start for A&M at running back. That is a bad dude. Now, no quarterback and running back are two different things.
They are different things. But anyway, hey, listen, expired. You be careful. You take care of yourself. Thank you for the call. And Peggy is up next.
Hi there, Paul. How have you been?
Howdy, Peggy.
I've missed you all. A lot of stuff going on.
Well, Peggy, what is going on in your life that would prevent you from calling us?
Oh, Paul.
How did I know the sapient question for Peggy?
No. Okay, now, Paul, that reminds me of something. I need to do a disclaimer up front. A few weeks ago, you and Squirrel called in. I don't really know who he's for, or, you know, where he's from, but I do remember he said his name was Squirrel.
Well, he's from East Tennessee, but I think he's a Bama guy. He lives in Mississippi.
Oh, okay. So he's a, who's he for?
He grew up in Oak Ridge, moved to Mississippi. I think he's a Bama fan, but I really have no idea.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's why I didn't know. So, he don't really, you know, go all out for one particular, you know, it's hard to figure, but I just knew he was over there where the storm was, and everybody was kind of worried about him. And when he called in, he said he noticed that y'all had a lot of women calling in now. And
yes.
I was sitting, I hadn't called in about a week or so, and I talked to my son, who's a, he's a high school football coach, one of the youngest in the area, started when he's 19. He's been to like three different schools, and he's finally back, you know, to where he went to high school, and he's the athletic director. He's the one told me about how I learned about Paul Feinbaum when he was a high school football player and the Updike story. And I've been with you ever since listening.
Well, Peggy, so, I appreciate anyway, that. You tell your son hello, and we'll continue this conversation. Miss Pat is up next.
Hey, Paul. I just wanted to say your interview with John Rice was just awesome. What a fine young man. I mean, where was he when I was 18, but he wasn't born. Anyway, Gus Malzahn is a fine football coach, and he finds good players.
Yeah, listen, we've talked to a lot of people over the years, but John Rice is way up there on some of the best young people we've ever met. And you know, we didn't even get into some of his stuff, but you know, you're a great judge of character, so you know what we're talking about.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much. Really, two very nice women, one from Tennessee, one from, where's Pat, from Georgia. Calm, are you relaxed?
Yeah.
Ready to sip a cold drink tonight, and
sure.
Or a hot drink, or
a beverage.
Relax and listen to our next caller.
Well, you better buckle up, Tommy. What in the heck is this going on today? Is this Delusional Monday?
Could be.
I mean, seriously, or is it just optimistic? Or is it delusional or optimistic? What's your opinion on Dustin's call, Dwayne's call, and expired call?
Well, AJ, Dustin is a fan, and I've come to appreciate Dustin a little bit more. I don't hold him accountable for his fanatical statements.
Well, there's one thing I can guarantee you. There's three words that start with a D. Dustin, Dwayne, and delusional. And now expired kicks in there. And, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I mean, where are they coming up? He's talking about expired's, first of all, talking about Texas football. Being, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be. You had the number one recruiting class, expired. Okay, I think, like, your name fits Jimbo Fisher just right. It's
wow.
Expired. Put it.
I don't know whether to laugh with that guy or at him. Jim is next.
Well, there's nothing funny about that moron. He's just talking about a fool, Paul. That is a fool. That guy, J.A., it's not AJ, it's JA, and you know what JA stands for.
I do.
But,
yeah.
I got to tell you, there's some good signs on the show today. First time a while ago, Miss Piggy, yeah, I know, you know, Miss Piggy, you had her. I mean, I'm not putting her down, but she was boring the hell out of me, and you said, thank you, I got to go, bye. That's the old
Well,
ball,
I was afraid
ball.
She was about to go back and tell a story that was going to last most of the rest
of
our lives.
I'm telling you, Paul, she was Miss Ball City, Miss Boring. You did right. You did. The good sign is, looks like the old Paul is there every now and then, shows up.
No, Jim, I disagree on one thing. The old Paul, you know what I would have said to her?
Tell me. I know the old days, so tell me what you said.
I would have yelled at her and screamed at her and said, don't ever call back.
Well, look, it's not. Hey, Paul.
What
it's
happened
not
to that guy?
You, it's coming from. Wait, Paul, it's not you, it's coming from me. Hey, Miss Piggy, don't ever call back. Please, don't ever call back.
Her name is Miss Peggy, not Miss Piggy.
You know what I'm doing. You know what I'm you know, Paul, I'm not a dummy. I'm not.
But Jim, you know that I work at ESPN, and we have to be politically correct.
This is not a four-year-old from San Antonio you have to explain everything to. This is a full-grown adult, Paul. Full-grown adult.
This is a great call, by the way.
Thank you very much, Paul. It's about time we got something going, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm always nervous when you're having a great call. I don't want to step on it.
I know. And by the way, that expired about 2 weeks ago. His cream, he's not nothing about cream. I'm the cream. His milk is sour. That guy is he's horrible. He really is. He's not as bad as AJ, but he's not good. He's not good.
No, I don't think anybody's that bad, Jim.
I know that. But anyway, the expiration date is showing up on that Texas moron. Everything bad is big. All the things in Texas are big. Even the bad is big out there, isn't it?
That sounds like even the bad is big.
That's what it is out there.
That could be a lyric.
That's a ZZ Top song.
That does sound like Even the Bad is Big by ZZ Top from their LaGrange album.
You had a great take about that oil thing when you said to, who was it early in the show? You said, I remember it was a great take when you said oil prices regarding Texas and,
it about? I said they were talking about the buyout for Jimbo. I said, it really depends on what oil prices are in November.
That's it. You nailed that. That was a good take. That was Johnny Carson classic there. That was classic.
Well, I appreciate that.
And by the way,
that.
Paul, you know what I figured out? That Randy guy is your Ed McMahon. He's a suck-up sycophant. All that to do nothing but support you.
Randy, how do you feel being a suck-up sycophant? And for those who don't know, and I realize Johnny's been off the air for 30 years, but Johnny Carson invented late-night television, and he had a guy that sat next to him every day named Ed McMahon. He was just a suck-up.
That's all he was, a suck-up.
Johnny could say, hey, really, tragedy today. And Ed would just start laughing.
And what was the thing he always said that was that saying he had when he introduced him? Woo-woo!
Well,
none
now
of
here's, here's
of
Johnny, and then, what, hi-yo or something?
Hi-yo,
yeah.
Hi-yo.
Hi-yo.
You're right, you got it.
Jim, that show was amazing.
Give that to Randy, and he'll be exactly where he what he's supposed
you're
to
Ed
be.
McMahon. By the way, Ed McMahon made millions of dollars. He represented Budweiser.
That's right.
Yeah, well, I can promise you, Randy ain't going to make millions.
No. I don't think he is.
Great call, Paul.
Jim, one of the best ever. Thanks for the call. We're up against the break. 30 minutes remaining.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we've got a huge game this weekend, Vandy and Tennessee. That starts at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Glenn is up next. Glenn, good afternoon.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for calling.
Great. I love your show. I listen every day.
Thank you very much.
But I got something for Dwayne in Louisiana. He's going to lose the first game to Florida State.
Could be.
He's going down in T-Town.
That's a tough one.
And Tennessee's going to beat them again. They're going to lose 3 games this year.
Yeah, I think Glenn is a little bit intoxicated with last year's season.
No, I'm not intoxicated. I'm just.
Oh, Glenn, excuse me. I meant to say Dwayne, not Glenn. You are stone cold sober right now. I was talking about the other guy.
Oh, okay.
I just called this guy drunk by accident. Wrong place, wrong time. I would never. I would never accuse somebody on the air of being drunk. I would. We try to wait for them to hang up.
I just fired up about Alabama football. I can't wait.
Well, Glenn, answer me this question, because you're who is your quarterback going to be?
Actually, what I've seen out of Milroy, I've seen a pass thrown to Brooks in the end zone and a fade pass touchdown.
Yeah.
They had a 40-second
Glenn, where did you see this?
That was the best. They show it on TV, on the news.
Is this in practice?
In practice, yes. Okay. And so, he threw a fade pass in the end zone to Brooks, and a quarterback couldn't have threw it any better.
No.
I like to see Milroy win the job because he has the running threat.
He does have that. Well, thank you very much, Glenn. You take care of yourself and have a great night. Don't drink too much. Mike is up next in Louisiana. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Paul? Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Where do you see LSU at the end of the regular season?
I think they're in good shape, in spite of what we just heard. I think it will come down to I like the fact they have the Aggies at home. I think that's a big break for them. And, I really only see – I see that Alabama game being their most difficult conference game. They have to escape Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Missouri. I think they could drop one, but I think a year fairly similar to this year. It depends on which game they win, that whether or not they get to Atlanta.
If it were up to you today, even though they haven't had the spring game yet, who would be your starting quarterback?
At LSU?
Yes.
It would be Jaden Daniels.
Why?
I just saw a lot more of him last year, and that's why. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of love for Nussmeier. I'm assuming you're in that camp.
Oh, yes.
Tell me why. Okay. I appreciate that call. Appreciate that explanation. That solved the problem. It will be Nussmeier, the quarterback, based on that answer. A non-responsive, compelling argument. He's the second. I'm gonna withdraw what I said. We have Brian Kelly on in a couple of days. I'm hearing a lot of love for Nussmeier. What are they saying that we're not? Are we missing something? Yeah, I mean, he did look good in the championship game, but I've never taken that seriously, though. To me, I felt like that was after the fact. When they were down by 28 points or whatever it was. Let's check in with Corbin in Georgia. Hello, Corbin.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today, man?
Corbin, we are doing great.
Hey, I just wanted to say I love you, Paul. I'm a big fan of you. And
thank you.
I am a huge Georgia fan, and I just wanted to say I watch First Take all the time, and I love how you always put Stephen A. in his place comes the national championship.
Now, Corbin, you have to remember something about that show. You can only put Stephen A. in his place so much, or then you never get invited back. So,
absolutely.
I will say that I'll never forget it because it was early morning in L.A., 3 hours, whatever, was like 5:30 in the morning or 6:30 maybe. And I was standing outside the hotel doing the snapback with him, the shot with him. And he predicted boldly that TCU would beat Georgia. And I wanted to say to him, I said, I tried to stop him. I said, Stephen A., that's the dumbest take in the history of sports.
It's crazy, right?
And next day, he didn't. Here's what I like about him. Most sportscasters would spend an enormous amount of time trying to alibi and make excuses. He didn't care. He laughed it off like he had never said it.
Right.
And I didn't have the heart to bring it up.
I have a really funny story about that Ohio State game, which, in my opinion, was the national championship.
It was.
If you want to hear it.
Sure.
So I was a bundle of nerves that Georgia game because, it was up and down. We weren't doing well against Ohio State for a while. And then I went to the kitchen because I just couldn't watch. And once I went to the kitchen, we started doing good. I think we scored. And so you know what I did, Paul?
I stayed in the kitchen
for the rest of the game. And I did not get to see Ohio State miss that field goal as the clock struck midnight. It couldn't have been more perfect. But as soon as I heard they missed it, I ran so fast out the kitchen. I hit my head on the stripper pole in the living room. I broke my glasses. But I didn't care because I went nuts. Go, dogs! Sick 'em! Woo, woo, woo!
Gorbin, that is a great way to bring in the new year. Knock yourself out over a missed field goal. We'll take a break. A few minutes remaining.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Yeah, we've got some Alex Hunnell getting ready as we have Ole Miss in Missouri. That is following us in just a couple of moments. Jan is up next. Hello, Jan. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. I got to tell you a cute, funny story, actually. I was married, and my husband knew nothing about football, but I'm a major Alabama fan. My daddy was past president of the Alumni Association, so it runs through my blood. But anyway, we lived in a neighborhood called Rosswood, and during Mardi Gras, they had a children's parade every year. Well, we had a big party that day, and we went across the street to watch the parade from our house. And as the parade was going by, my husband noticed that two men were throwing beer bottles down on the ground. And I looked up. He says, I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to tell those men they need to pick up those beer bottles. And I looked, and I looked real close, and I went, oh, no, you're not. I said, that's the Alabama football head coach. It was Ray Perkins and Gene Stallings is who it was, and they were with a guy named Randy. I think it was Randy Delchamps is who they were with, which Delchamps was a famous store in Mobile for years. But it was so funny because I had to hold him back. I said, no, you're not going to say anything. That's the coach of Alabama. He can throw all the beer bottles he wants on the ground.
So who was throwing the beer bottles?
Both of them.
Well, that's hard to believe. But
It was that type. I mean, it was really that type of atmosphere. It's Mardi Gras, you know, it's a parade. And it was really no big deal, but it was so funny. What made it more funny.
Jan, I wish you had told me at the time. I could have really had some fun with that, but. Hey, thank you very much. Yeah, Coach Perkins passed away a couple years ago, and we had Gene on not long ago.
That's right.
I will not ask him the next time I speak.
No, let's leave it alone.
Did you once throw a beer bottle at Mardi Gras? Can't imagine him. I can't imagine Gene Stallings attending Mardi Gras. Tracy is up next. Hello, Tracy.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hi, good. Big fans of your show.
Thank you.
First time caller.
Wonderful.
I wanted to talk to you about what's going on that's on social media. It's all over, place about Coach Mark Taylor, who is in videos openly talking about how much he hates how black Atlanta is and how he'd like to go hunting there.
By the way, Tracy, who is he before we get too deep into this story?
Supposedly, he's a trainer that is affiliated with Georgia.
Oh, okay.
And he is pictured with tons of coaches from, like, Clemson and Alabama and the Gators. Like, he's well-known in, And I don't hear any of them denouncing him. I don't hear any of, you know, like, I'm just wondering.
Well, Tracy, I don't know the story, but I will say this. It is easy to have your picture made with anyone in this country. And I don't think, without knowing any of the facts, that just because these individuals took a picture with somebody that they endorse.
No, it's not just the picture. These are actual videos with him in them saying these things.
Some of the most prominent coaches in the country are in a video with this guy saying these things?
No. They're not in the video with him, but they know him.
Well, listen, my question, I'm vaguely aware of what's going on here, but
okay.
So what are these? I mean, I know all the people that you're talking about. I just cannot imagine any of them.
I know they wouldn't endorse it.
So are they supposed to come out independently and condemn this guy because he's saying all these things? I'm not backing him at all. I think it's outrageous that somebody would, but I don't. I will look into it. Let me offer you that. I will find out a little bit more about it. I don't know very much about it. I've seen it once and didn't give it a second thought. Maybe I should have, but I will. Mike is in Tennessee. Hello, Mike.
Hey there, Paul. What's up?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Appreciate your show. I don't know what the trainer has to do with anything down here in Massachusetts. But, yeah, so I was just following up about the gentleman calling about, you know, the best quarterback in the SEC. If you look at the stats and who beat Clemson, it's obviously going to be Milton who's not getting any credit, okay? I'm not just saying that because I'm from here. I'm saying that because he could throw it through the goalpost probably in California. I mean, if he can control his arm, which he proved he could do. You know, the other thing I wanted to follow up on is another, you know, talking about a head coach of football. It's the person that makes the quickest decision on the offensive and defensive coordinator, like Chavis and Cutcliffe. You bring in Randy Sanders, it's ruined. Get rid of Cutcliffe.
Yeah, Mike, I know what you're talking about. Unfortunately, we are literally at the end of the show. We can't finish the statement, but we'll work on that tomorrow. Have a great night. Thanks for being a part of the show.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.